Jack of News, you need to know. You need to know now.
Johannesburg 30, Pretoria 32, eMlahleni 31. Police Minister Senthum Nkunu has called on companies to report extortion in the construction sector to the police. Addressing the National Construction Summit in Durban, Nkunu emphasized crime prevention and community engagement to combat lawlessness. This follows a partnership agreement signed aiming to ensure safe, crime-free construction sites nationwide. He highlighted that KwaZulu-Natal, the West and Eastern Cape, and Gauteng are hotspots.
We're encouraging responsible departments and companies on construction sites to promptly report and open cases whenever they come across incidents of this nature. If you are afraid to open a case, we want to inform you that you can open a case anywhere in the Republic.
The ANC has reiterated its focus on organizational renewal following the expulsion of former President Jacob Zuma. National spokesperson Mahlengi Bengu Motsiri described the decision as final, urging members to prioritize service delivery, loyalty, discipline, and collective accountability. She called on party members to recommit to these principles.
The ANC has always been central to the exercise of democracy. Ensure that the ANC demonstrates that the renewal of the ANC is on course. In fact, this is a testament to the fact that the renewal agenda is not just something we're talking about, it is something that we're acting on.
Gynecologist Dr. Carolina van der Westhuizen-Stahl says there is no harmful substance in the recalled Yaz Plus contraceptives. This after the South African Health Products Regulatory Authority recalled a batch of Yaz Plus contraceptives. Van der Westhuizen-Stahl says there was just a mix-up of the numbers of active and non-active tablets.
There's no harmful substance that's been put into the oral contraceptive. It was just a mix-up with the placebo amount of tablets versus the active amount of tablets that was wrong with the packaging. So it's not all of a sudden that this oral contraceptive is now dangerous, things like that.
The COP29 climate talks have reached a last-minute deal on cash for developing countries. The countries in Baku during the night agreed on a target for richer polluting countries to drum up a trillion rand a year by 2035 to help poorer nations both to curb and adapt to climate change. And finally,
it is victory in Vegas for George Russell. He wins the Vegas Grand Prix. It's a 1-2 for Mercedes. Lewis Hamilton from 10th on the grid comes home to finish second. Carlos Sainz finishes on the podium ahead of Charles Leclerc. And that man has hit the jackpot in Vegas tonight. Max Verstappen, a four-time champion of the world.
Sound courtesy of Supersport. I'm Emil Pinaar, hoofnuusdier. Die minister van polisie sê maatskappye moet boumafia voorvalle aanmeld.
Jacaranda FM plays more. Music.
Journal to a page. Everything that hurts me still the same. Feels like there's nothing new for me to say. Why? Sweating through the sheets, shaking in bed. Visions of her naked in my head. But I went off and chose myself instead.